The following is a mantra yoga lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 19th, 2012, in Klaipėda, Lithuania.
Hare Krishna. So, I've been asked to speak something about mantra yoga. This is a very, very important topic. And because in this material world we're all suffering. The whole world is in suffering condition right now. And the science of mantra yoga can liberate the whole world.
Ir šitas mantra jogos mokslas gali padėti visam pasauliu.
Can make everybody happy.
Gali padaryti visus laimingus.
Can solve the terrorism crisis.
Gali spręsti terorizmo krizės.
The energy crisis.
Energijos krizės.
Food shortage.
Maisto trūkumo krizės.
Water shortage.
Vandens trūkumo.
It's the universal solution for all the problems of the world. So it's a very, very important thing, mantra yoga. These are two Sanskrit words, mantra and yoga. Mantra is broken into two syllables. Man means mind.
Man tai reiškia protas.
And tra means deliver.
Tra reiškia išvaduoti.
So a mantra is a sound vibration which delivers the mind.
Taigi mantra tai yra garso vibracija, kuri išvaduoja protą.
And yoga is a system of reconnecting with the ultimate source of existence.
O yoga tai yra būdas sujungti save su egzistencijos šaltiniu.
So mantra yoga is a system of utilizing sound vibration to become delivered from all anxieties by reconnecting with the source of existence.
Taigi mantra yoga yra toks mokslas, kur garso pagalba mes galime išspręsti visas problemas susijungdami, atkurdami ryšį su absoliutu.
Do everyone have access to the mantra?
Ar,
is it printed somewhere that they can read it or they can follow along? Or? It'd be nice if we had it on the board here. Cards, all right. Anybody who doesn't know the Hare Krishna mantra, raise your hand and we'll give you a card. All right. So this mantra is very powerful. This particular mantra you got on the card, the Hare Krishna mantra, is called the Maha mantra. Maha means the greatest. There are many, many mantras. But in the ancient Vedic scriptures of India, in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, it is stated that of all the mantras, this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the most powerful mantra.
Yra sakoma, kad šita mantra yra pati galingiausia mantra iš visų mantrų.
So if we're going to do mantra yoga, there are many different mantras we could use. It's like you may have heard of the Om chant, you see. There are many powerful mantras. But to get the best result,
Bet tam, kad gauti geriausią rezultatą,
we're going to use the Maha Mantra.
Mes naudosime Maha Mantra.
The greatest and the most powerful of all the mantras.
Galingiausia iš visų mantrų.
And to make it more, to help us go deeper into the meditation.
Ir tam, kad lengviau pasinerti į meditaciją.
We're going to do it as a group meditation.
Mes tai darysime drauge.
With music.
Kartu su muzika.
To make it very attractive to the mind.
Kad protui būtų lengviau pasinerti.
So the way we do it is this. I will sing the mantra as a solo. And then you all sing it back to me as a chorus.
Ir kaip mes kartuosime, aš pakartosiu mantrą vienas, o tada jūs visi ją atkartosite.
And then I will sing it again as a solo, and then you sing it back to me as a chorus. And this way we'll go back and forth.
Ir paskui vėl aš padainuosiu vienas, o jūs vėl atkartosite.
And this instrument here is called a harmonium. It's a special instrument from India.
Čia yra specialus instrumentas iš Indijos, vadinamas harmonija.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now that's what I call sweet. Sweeter than honey. I mean, you can only have so much honey and then you get sick. But mantra, you can go on 24 hours a day and never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Why only 24 hours? You could go on for 10 million years. If your body, if you be granted a special body that wouldn't get sick and get old, you can go on for 10 million years just chanting, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the nectar. This is called transcendental meditation. When you connect with that which is divine, you become divine. Divine means beyond this material nature. Beyond the sufferings of this material existence. That is the meaning of divine, you see. So by contemplating the divine, you become divine. This principle is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's consciousness is developed according to his association. So if you associate with a transcendental sound vibration, a mantra, then you become transcendentalized. It's not artificial. Actually, you already have a transcendental nature. What does transcendental mean? It means beyond time and space. You already have a supernatural identity beyond time and space.
Jūs turite identitetą anapus laiko ir erdvės.
But you forgot about it, that's all.
Bet tiesiog esate apie jį pamiršę.
When you were born, you had a sense of it.
Kai jūs gimėte, jūs turėjote to pojūtį.
But the society took it away from you.
Bet visuomenė iš jūsų tai atėmė.
The material society took it away from you.
Materiali visuomenė iš jūsų tai atėmė.
But now we've come to give it back to you.
Dabar atėmė jums tai sugrąžinti.
This is a gift from my spiritual master.
Tai yra dovana iš mano dvasinio mokytojo.
His divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Toks jo vardas.
this reawakening of the original divine nature of the consciousness.
Pažadinimas pirminės sąmonės, dvasinės būsenos.
Is a special gift of my spiritual master.
Tai yra dovana mano dvasinio mokytojo.
Gift means it's free, he doesn't charge anything for it.
Dovana tai reiškia, kad tai yra nemokama.
If I give you a gift, I'm not selling you something.
Jeigu duodu jums dovaną, tai nieko nenoriu jums parduoti.
Gift means love.
Nes dovanoti tai reiškia mylėti.
I'm giving you to you out of love.
Aš jums tai duodu tiesiog iš meilės.
So since my master, Prabhupada, gave it to me out of love, he didn't sell it to me.
Mano mokytojas man tai davė iš meilės, man to nepardavė.
I've come here today to Klaipėda to give it to you out of love also.
Taip pat atvykau į Klaipėdą, kad duoti jums tai iš meilės.
Why suffer? When you can relish the greatest transcendental happiness at every minute. All you have to do is reconnect with your true nature. Your true transcendental nature. Your true divine nature. You're already the wealthiest man in the whole world. You're already the wealthiest man or woman in the whole world. But you forgot where the buried treasure was. You have that greatest of all wealths buried right there in your heart. And I've come today to give you the shovel by which you can dig it up. That shovel is the mantra. The Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I've been digging now for 41 years. And it's very sweet. It just keeps getting sweet. The deeper you go, the sweeter it gets. I mean, it was pretty good when I started back in 1971. It was pretty good then. And it's done nothing but get better and better and better. Even every visit to Klaipėda gets better and better and better. I've come here many times now and had and tell people about the mantra. You see. But this is the sweetest time I've ever had in Klaipėda right now. Because this is the nature of the unfolding of the divine consciousness. Once you're situated on that pathway, it does nothing but get better and better all the time. You see, in material life, we face many ups and downs. A lot of downs, unfortunately. Especially as you get older. You keep getting sick. You get cancer. You get heart disease. And you have to die, you know, so many down things. But the beauty of this process is this. It liberates you from your body. You may say, what do you mean liberate me from my body? What do you mean? It's not that you lose your body, that someone's going to take it away. I'm not saying that. But you no longer identify it as being you. That's just like the, I had this nice charter I got from India. Very nice charter. But even though I use it, and I especially I like it on a cool day like today, it feels really good, you know. But I never think that it's me, is it? It's just something I'm using, that's all. And if somehow or other I lost it, I know where I can pick up a new one, the shop where I can buy a new one, it's not a big deal. So our body is just like this chatter, you see. You can have it or not have it, but you're still there. So the more you chant the mantra, the more you will realize your transcendental divine nature as an eternal being beyond time and space. I'm not talking about something academic. I'm talking about an experience of your own self awakening within your heart. Just like when the sun rises on a beautiful spring morning, you will have an awakening within your heart. If you regularly practice mantra yoga on a daily basis. So take some time out every day. Get up early and before you begin your day, meditate. Sit down nicely and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do it for at least 15 or 20 minutes. And do it at the end of the day also. And you'll experience it and do that every single day. You'll have the most amazing experience, I guarantee you. You will love it, I guarantee you. Because you're becoming reawakened into your eternal identity, which is completely free from anxiety.
Kuri yra visiškai laisva nuo bet kokių
problemų. Free from illusion.
Laisva nuo bet kokių iliuzijų.
Free from hate.
Laisva nuo pykčio.
Free from lust.
Nuo geismo.
Free from anger.
Nuo pykčio.
Free from greed.
Nuo pavydo.
It's amazing. When that gets awakened, you'll be amazed. Wow. I didn't know I had this kind of good stuff inside me. I really didn't. And I was, you know, it's really amazing. You're not really as bad as you thought you were. When you chant Hare Krishna, you'll have an awakening of your original divine nature within you. And you'll feel really, really good. You feel really good. And you'll be so full of love.
Ir būsite toks pilnas meilės.
Wherever you can go, you'll just be like a sun, a shining sun planet.
Kad ir kur jūs eisite, jūs būsite kaip pati saulės planeta.
You'll bring light, you'll bring joy and life and happiness wherever you go, just by your presence.
Kad ir kur jūs eisite, jūs nešite su savimi džiaugsmą.
This is the power of mantra yoga.
Tokia yra mantra jogos galia.
You become an emissary of light.
Taigi, jūs tampate šviesos šaltiniu.
The more you chant the mantra.
Kuo daugiau kartuojate mantrą.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Noriu paklausti, kokie kilo klausimai iš to, ką pasakė.
Okay, there's no one back then.
Ar kitos sampradajas mokinės sekos yra
Egzistuoja dar trys mokinių sekos vedinės, kurias perdavinėja šitą vedinį žinojimą, ar jos yra autoritetingos?
There is more three sampradayas. Is they are authoritative?
All four sampradayas are authoritative.
Visos keturios mokyklos yra autoritetingos.
But the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya is the most potent. Because God himself manifested in this sampradaya a mere 5 centuries ago. So this sampradaya is the most potent of all the sampradaya. Not as the only one, but it's the most potent. Any other question? Yeah, right here.
Jeigu žmogus yra linkęs užsidaryti, tarkim, ar tai yra egoizmas, ar tai yra kažkokia šaknis ir dvasiniam pasaulyje, ar galima turėti erdvę dvasiniam pasaulyje savo kažkokią asmeninį.
Jeigu žmogus linkęs būti užsidaręs,
Introvertas,
ar tai yra egoizmo išraiška, ar
dvasiniam pasaulyje yra šaknis galbūt to?
Ar tai gali ateina iš dvasinio pasaulyje?
If a man is introvert, closed. Introvert.
If a man is introverted?
Yeah, introvert.
Yeah.
It is comes from egoism, or it is some spiritual... or it comes from...
Well, there's two kinds of introverts. There's a material introvert and a spiritual introvert. For a spiritualist, being introverted is very good.
Dvasinis introvertas yra labai gerai.
Because he can connect with God within his heart.
Nes jisai gali susijungti su Dievu savo širdyje.
But at the same time that one is see a spiritualist is simultaneously an introvert and extrovert.
Bet tuo pat metu, jeigu jis yra transcendentalistas, jisai tuo pat metu būna ir introvertas, ir ekstrovertas.
He can withdraw himself from the external world.
Jisai gali atitraukti save nuo išorinio pasaulio.
And go deep within, just like a tortoise going inside the shell.
Ir pasinerti gilyn į save, lygiai kaip vėžlys gali sueiti savo kiautą.
And within that inner life, he deeply communes with God.
Ir tame vidiniame gyvenime jisai kontaktuoja su Dievu.
But then he also becomes the most extroverted person.
Bet taip pat tuo pat metu jisai tampa labiausiai ekstravertiškas asmenybė.
Not out of egoism, but out of compassion.
Bet iš gailestingumo.
He sees the whole world is suffering,
jis mato, kad visas pasaulis kenčia,
being disconnected from God.
Nes neturi ryšio su Dievu.
Therefore, he then tries to bring a revolution on this planet.
Todėl jisai stengiasi padaryti šitoje planetoje revoliuciją.
Bigger than the American Revolution or the computer revolution or the Russian revolution, you see. He then dedicates his whole life to bringing a revolution on this planet. So he's very extroverted at the same time. Does that answer your question? Okay. Next question.
Ar einamas į krikščionių bažnyčią galiu pasiekti tą patį efektą, pakartojant Maha mantrą?
Jeigu aš eisiu į krikščionių bažnyčią, aš galėsiu pasiekti tą patį efektą, kaip ir kartodamas Maha mantrą.
Can I reach the same result as chanting Hare Krishna mantra can I reach the same result
by doing what?
By going to church.
Can one get the same result going to church by chanting Hare Krishna? That's the question. Well, the question is, in what mood do you go to church? If you go to church and ask God, give me this, give me that, give me, and you have a list a mile long of what you want from God, you will not get the same result. But if you go to church in the mood of Jesus,
bet jeigu Jėzus Kristus nuotikoje eis į bažnyčią,
who prays, Father, not my will, but thy will be done,
kuris meldėsi, kad Dieve tegul ne tai, ko aš noriu, bet tegul tavo valia būna,
then you'll get the same result.
Tuomet pasieksi tokį patį rezultatą.
It's the mood that counts, not where your body is.
Svarbiausia ne tai, kur tavo kūnas, bet kokia tavo nuotika.
You understand? It's the mood within the heart, not where your body is located.
Svarbu yra tavo nuotika, ne kur tavo kūnas.
That makes sense to you?
Ar tai skamba logiškai?
Yes.
Next question.
How to make mantra deeper? Meditation.
Kaip pasinerti į meditaciją, mantra meditaciją giliau?
How to go deeper to mantra meditation?
How to go deeper into mantra meditation? The secret is that the mantra also becomes externally manifested in the form of the spiritual master.
Paslaptis yra ta, kad mantra taip pat išoriškai pasireiškia per dvasinį mokytoją.
Spiritual master is the representative of the mantra.
Dvasinis mokytojas yra mantros atstovas.
He's also an expansion of the mantra.
Jisai taip pat yra ir mantros ekspansija.
So by becoming a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master,
taigi, tapdamas autoritetingo dvasinio mokytojo mokiniu,
That's how you can become perfect in your chanting.
Gali padaryti savo kartojimą tobulą.
Any other question?
Pagrindinis priešas kartojimo. Kas čia
Kokia yra pagrindinė kliūtis kartojant šventą vardą?
What is the main obstacle in chanting mantra?
The main obstacle in chanting is to not have proper respect for devotees.
Pati didžiausia problema kartojant mantra neturėti tinkamos pagarbos atsidavusiems.
Devotees means those who have dedicated themselves to the Lord.
Atsidavus reiškia tie, kurie aukoja savo gyvenimą viešpačiui.
So those who have dedicated themselves to the Lord, they are very dear to the Lord. So if we are not respectful to those who are dear to the Lord, then that doesn't bode well for us. It doesn't work well for us.
Ir jeigu mes neturime pagarbos pakankamai atsakym žmonėm, tada mūsų mantra meditacija.
So we have to be very careful to always be respectful to the devotees of the Lord.
Reikia būti labai atsargiam, kad būtų pakankamai.
Because offending them is the greatest impediment for chanting.
Nes įžeisti juos yra pati didžiausia kliūtis kartojant šventą vardą.
Questions more?
Dar klausimų?
Kas yra svarbiau, tarkim, Vaišnavo bendruomenė, ar atlikti savo pareigą, ar tiesiog daryti tai spontaniškai, kam tau kyla noras?
Kas yra svarbiau, ar atlikti savo dvasinę pareigą?
Tarkim, nebūtinai tai yra, nu, su dvasiniu taip susiję dalykų, bet tarkim, visokių darbų būna. Ar atlikti tai, ką privalai, nes turi, ar daryti spontaniškai?
Pareigą, ar veikti spontaniškai?
What is more important, to make your duties or to act in spontaneous way?
Act what?
In spontaneous way. Spontaneously.
Companionship?
Spontaneously.
Spontaneous. Is it more important to act, do your duty or to act spontaneously? The ultimate goal is to achieve pure spontaneity.
Galutinis tikslas yra pasiekti tyrą spontaniškumą.
That is called Raganuga.
Tai yra vadinama Raganuga.
Spontaneous love of God.
Spontaninė meilė Dievui.
But at the present moment, we don't have such spontaneity.
Bet dabartiniu momentu mes neturime tokio spontaniškumo.
Our spontaneity is to serve our senses.
Mes turime spontaniškumą tarnauti savo juslėm.
Right now, our spontaneity is killing us.
Dabar spontaniškumas mus žudo.
So what we have to do, it's just like people like to eat what they enjoy eating, you see.
Pavyzdžiui, žmonės mėgsta valgyti tai, kas jiems patinka.
They don't want to be restricted.
Ir jie nenori turėti jokių apribojimų.
But if you're diseased, the physician puts you on a restricted diet.
Bet jeigu tu sergi, gydytojas duos specialią dietą.
So that when you get well, then you can eat whatever you want.
Ir kai tu pasveiksi, galėsi valgyti, ką nori.
So in a sick condition, you have to be restricted.
Taigi, kol sergame, mes turime turėti tam tikrus apribojimus.
So therefore, duty is very important for a person who is not yet purified. You're given, the doctor says, do this, do this, don't do that, don't do that. And if you follow his instructions, then you'll achieve the pure spiritual platform where you're completely spontaneous. So spontaneity is the goal. But you can't jump to it artificially. It's like a sick man, he has to, if he eats ice cream, it'll kill him. He has to follow the doctor's orders. And then that day will come when he can enjoy ice cream. So you have to do your duty at the present, in the neophyte stage, you have to do your duty. Therefore the spiritual master gives you a list of what you can do and what you can't do, what you're supposed to do and what you should not do. And if you follow that, those instructions of Guru very carefully, then you'll achieve pure spontaneity in due course.
Next
question. Yeah.
Jeigu neturi dvasinio mokytojo, kaip geriausiai nustatyti arba atrasti tiksliausiai savo pareigas?
Jeigu žmogus neturi dvasinio mokytojo, kaip jis gali suvokti, kokios tai yra pareigos?
If someone has no spiritual master, how he can know what is his duties?
If one does not have guru, then you must, then you can read scripture and see what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Then you can know what is your duty. And one of those duties is to accept the spiritual master. So you can't really avoid it, but if you go to Krishna, he'll tell you what your duties are.
Taigi to pilnai šiandien negali, jeigu nuėsi pas Krišną, jis pasakys, ką tu turi daryti.
Any other question?
Klausimų?
Ar veiklas šeimos labai nepagal savo prigimtį yra dorybinga ar nelabai?
Ar veikla šeimos labui netliekama pagal savo prigimtį, skaitoma dorybinga veikla?
The action for your family welfare, not according your duty, it is pious activity or not?
Taking care of your family, that is a duty. Yeah.
But it is not according your consciousness, it is pious or not pious?
Well, is taking care of the family pious or impious?
It is taking care of your family not according to in your particular
constitution.
Apie darbą čia klausia, jeigu darbą dirba.
If your work is not according your nature, but you're still making it for your family, it is pious activity or not?
Mm-hmm. One is obliged to earn one's livelihood.
Žmogus turėtų
according to one's nature. Everyone has to earn their work to earn their livelihood. A Brahmin, he by teaching he earns his livelihood. A Kshatriya by administrating he earns his livelihood. The Vaishya by doing business or agriculture he earns makes his livelihood. And the Shudra, he makes his livelihood by working for the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas. So one has a duty to earn a livelihood, and one should do that according to his nature.
Ir reiktų tą daryti pagal savo prigimtį.
There's nothing impious about that.
Ir tai nėra nieko nedorovingo tame.
If you offer the result of that livelihood in the service of Krishna, that is the greatest piety. But even if you act according to your nature, but you don't offer the result of Krishna, that is impiety. So acting to your nature is in itself neither pious nor impious.
Taigi, vien veikti pagal savo prigimtį nereiškia nei dorovinga, nei
ne. But it's what you do with what you've, the result of what you've done according to your nature that becomes pious or impious.
Bet klausimas, ką darote su savo darbo rezultatais?
Šilgrūdė, question was in case that it is not according your nature, not according your nature.
Even if you're working not according to your nature. Because right now we don't have a Vedic society where it makes it hard sometimes to work according to your nature. Even if you have to work against your own nature. Let's say your nature is to be a teacher, but you have to end up being a worker.
Sakykime, jūs esate linkęs būti mokytoju, bet jūs gaunate tik paprasto darbininko darbą.
That's all right then. As long as the result is offered in the service of God, then that is perfection. So whether you're acting according to your nature or not, I mean, ideally one should act according to one's nature. But if by force of circumstance one is not able to and he has to work in a different capacity, still
That is not impious if he offers the results to Krishna.
Bet dėl išorinių aplinkybių žmogus to daryti negali, bet vis vien darbo rezultatus panaudoja tarnystei Dievui, tai yra dorovinga veikla.
Does that answer your question now clearly? Okay, good. Next question. Yeah.
Klausimas, kaip praktiškai turėtų atrodyti tas rezultato aukojimas Dievui?
My question is how in practical way it should we offer these results to God, how it should look like?
The practical means of offering the result of your livelihood in the service of God that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. You should eat vegetarian foods that have been first offered to the Lord with love and devotion. Instead of eating some animal or some fish or some egg, you should offer vegetarian foods, milk products, dairy products, fruits and grains to the Lord, and take that as your foodstuff and create in your home an atmosphere of glorifying the Lord, daily meditating on His holy names. In this way, the result of your activity is going to create an ashram or an atmosphere of spirituality in your home.
Tokiu būdu jūsų darbo rezultatai padeda jums sukurti namuose dvasinę atmosferą.
This is the duty of every householder.
Tai yra pareiga kiekvieno šeimininkščio.
To create a spiritual atmosphere in their home.
Sukurti namuose dvasinę atmosferą.
Question more.
Klausimų?
Kaip galima suprasti, kad vedinės istorijos yra tikros, o ne iš gailesčio išminčių, nu, kad žmogus pažintų Dievą, jam iš gailesčio sukurtos istorijos. Taip.
Kaip įsitikinti, kad įvairios vedose patikimos istorijos yra realios istorijos, o ne sugalvotos išminčių?
How to really know that a lot of stories in Vedas is true?
And how the stories in the Vedas are true?
Yeah, how to really know?
How to know that the stories in the Vedas are true? That's the question. Well, if you really want to absolutely confirm them, then you have to become Trikalagya. You have to become perfectly self-realized. Where you have perfect vision of everything past, present, and future. Then you'll be able to confirm by your own witnessing that they're all true. That's how. So do a lot of chanting. Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Kodėl yra svarbu kartuoti ant kruliukų?
Kodėl svarbu mantra meditaciją atlikti naudojant meditacijos karolius?
Why it is important to chant on the beads?
Why is it important to chant on the beads? For those of you who don't know, the devotees of Krishna regularly chant on meditation beads.
Jeigu kas nors dar nežinojote, žmonės susimodis dvasinį praktiką mantrą kartoja ant maldos karolių.
But while they're chanting, they finger the beads also.
Ir jie kartoja, liesdami meditacijos karolių.
So why chant on beads?
Ir kam to reikia?
Krishna's instruction is kirtaniya sadahari.
Krishna's pamokymai vedose yra
that you must chant my names 24 hours a day. So, that's difficult for us to do. So, the great acharyas have mercifully given us a program that if we can chant a set number of times every day, that will be accepted as pure service to Krishna.
Taigi praeities ačiariai davė mums tam tikrus skaičius, kurias kartodami mes būsime priimti, kaip tikdami tyra tarnystė.
Srila Prabhupada has told us that we can chant 16 rounds every day, which is 1,728 repetitions of the mantra.
Srila Prabhupada mums rekomendavo kartoti 16 ratų ant karolius, kas sudaro daugiau negu 1,700.
If we can chant that much every day, then it will become perfect.
Jeigu sugebėsite bent tiek sukartoti kiekvieną dieną, jūs pasieksite tobulumą.
If you were drowning in the ocean,
jeigu skęstate vandenyne,
how high would you have to be in the water to be saved?
Kaip aukštai virš vandens turite būti, kad nepaskęstumėte?
If the water was up to here, would you be safe?
Jeigu jų vanduo bus jums ties kakta, ar būsit saugus?
No, you would drown.
Ne, skęsite.
But if the water is here,
bet jeigu vanduo bent jau čia,
then you're safe, because now you can breathe. Your nose is above the water.
Tai jūs jau galite kvėpuoti.
So you have to be high enough to where your nose is out of the water.
Ta turite galvą iškišti bent jau tiek, kad nosis galėtų kvėpuoti.
So the great acharya Srila Prabhupada. He has understood that if the devotees can chant at least 16 rounds every day, their nose will be above the water of the material energy. So the chanting is there to make sure you get enough chanting in. The counting is on the beads is there to make sure you get enough chanting in that you'll be saved from the material ocean.
Taigi mes kartuojame ant karolį, kad galėtume suskaičiuoti savo mantrą, kad žinotume, kad esame bent jau pasiekę minimumą.
Then can someone say, well, why on beads? They might have one of these clickers, click, click, click.
Gali kažkas paklausti, kodėl skaičiuoti būtent ant karolį, kodėl neskaičiuoti kitais būdais.
Because the system of chanting on sacred tulsi beads is coming down from the great acharyas.
Bet šitą sistemą kartuoti šventus vardus ant šventų tulasi medžio karolių, jie teina iš praeities mokytojų.
This is the order of Prabhupada.
Tai yra pamokymas iš šios Prabhupados.
Chant round the beads.
Kartuoti ratus.
So by following the order of the great acharyas,
ir vykdami bet kokį šventų žmonių pamokymą,
we become very dear to Krishna.
Mes tampame labai brangus Krishna.
And he takes us back to his abode. So therefore, chant counting is important, and also chant counting on the japa beads is important. Does that answer your question? Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Kodėl krikščionių dvasininkai atsiliepia negerai žodžiais apie Krišnos sąmonės judėjimą?
Krikščionių dvasininkai atsiliepia negerai žodžiais apie Krišnos sąmonės judėjimą.
Apskritai apie jo.
Why priests from Christian church talk negative about Hare Krishna movement?
That means they're not very well educated. They don't realize that we're following Christ better than they are.
Jie gali nesupras, kad mes kartais sekam Kristumi geriau negu jie.
Actually, when Jesus comes again, he's going to join the Hare Krishna.
Kai Jėzus Kristus ateis vėl, jis prisijungs prie Hare Krishna judėjimo.
Next question.
Tas klausimas?
Yeah.
Kaip teisingai suvokti ar suprasti šventus vardus Hari, Rama, Krishna?
Kaip tinkamai suprasti šventų vardų prasmę?
How properly understand the meaning of mantra?
Were you here at the beginning of the lecture?
Ar paskaitos pradžiai girdėt?
You were here in the beginning?
Yes, about mantra, but about this
Three names, meanings of this name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I see. Okay. Yeah, the specific mantra that we chant is composed of three words. Hare means the energy of God. Krishna and Rama are names for God. Krishna means the all-attractive one.
Krishna reiškia pats patraukliausias.
And Rama means the supreme enjoyer.
Rama reiškia aukščiausias besimėgautis.
So we are begging through we approach the Lord through His energy.
Taigi mes prašome Dievo per
energiją. As the supreme enjoyer, supreme all attractive one.
Pačią patraukliausią.
And we are begging him to engage us in his service.
Mes prašom jo, kad jisai užimtų mūsų tarnystėje.
This is a very powerful prayer because it directly connects you with God.
Ir tai yra labai galinga malda, nes tiesiogiai jūs jungia su Dievu.
The mantra means begging the Lord and his energy to be engaged in their service.
Mantra reiškia prašyti viešpačios, kad jisai užimtų tarnystėje.
Does that answer your question?
Ar atsako tai su klausimu?
Next question.
Jeigu vyras ir moteris, pora neseniai, tarkim, pradėjo domėtis arės iš judėjų, tai ar moteriai užtenka, kaip čia pasakyti, mokytis iš savo vyro, klausyti savo vyro, sekti savo vyro dvasinėje praktikoje, ar jai geriau galvoti apie vyrų pagalbą?
Ar šeimoje, kurie neseniai pradėjo užsiimti dvasinę praktiką, moteriai reikėtų užsiimti tiesiog mokintis ir savo vyro, ar taip pat reikalingas ir guru?
In the family, for wife, it doesn't enough only to follow her husband, or also she needs guru. In the beginning of spiritual life.
In the Vedic culture, the women would follow their husband. The husband, he would take a spiritual master. So she would also get initiated when the spiritual master got initiated. When the husband got initiated, she would also get initiated along with the husband.
Kuomet vyras gavo iniciaciją, žmona taip pat buvo kartu inicijuojama.
But nowadays,
dabartiniam dienom,
the men are not so qualified to all have spiritual masters.
Vyrai nėra visi kvalifikuoti turėti dvasinį.
Sometimes the women are more spiritually advanced than their husband.
Dažnai moteris yra daugiau pažengusios negu jų vyrai.
So the husband doesn't lead the way by becoming initiated disciple and you doing it along with him, then you should lead the way.
Jeigu vyras nesima dvasinę,
you should get initiated and let him follow your example.
Jūs turėtumėte pirmą priimti iniciaciją, kad jis sektų jūsų pavyzdžiu.
We see that happens many times. Many times the men are so fallen nowadays. Many times the women lead the way and the men follow the women.
Mes tai labai dažnai matome ir matome, kad moteris kaip tik būna dvasiškai brandesnė šeimoje.
But your husband is, this is your husband? He's very nice. So you can, if you have a nice husband who's becoming a devotee, then you can follow your husband's example and you'll become perfect. But if the husband's a rogue and a rascal, you should do your own thing spiritually. Yeah. Next question.
Žengiant dvasiniu keliu, kartais apima didelis liūdesys. Kodėl taip yra?
Practicing spiritual practice sometimes feel very big sadness.
Big what?
Sadness.
Yes.
Why?
Well, there's different kinds of sadness. There's spirit, there's transcendental sadness and material sadness. A beginning devotee may feel some material sadness. Because he's still attached to the material world and he's still thinking the material world can give him some happiness.
Nes jis vis dar galvoja, kad materialus pasaulis yra laimės šaltinis.
Before he found a false sense of euphoria in thinking that he could enjoy this material world.
Prieš tai jisai patirė sutvorė galvodamas, kad jisai gali tiesiog gyventi džiaugdamasis materialiu pasauliu.
That just by making money he could be happy.
Uždirbdamas pinigus jisai gali būti laimingas.
So now he's found out that that alone will not make him happy.
Ir paskui jisai suprato, kad vien tik tai nepadarys jo laimingo.
So his false sense of happiness has been taken away.
Taigi jo netikra laimė kaip ir subliuško.
So he may feel a little sad, you see.
Ir gali būti ir liūdna jam.
There's a saying in English, sadder but wiser.
Bet yra toksai posakis, liūdnesnis, bet išmintingesnis.
So, he's a little sad he lost his false sense of happiness.
Taigi, jisai prarado savo netikros laimės pojūtį.
But now he's getting a real sense of happiness, which is spiritual, which can never be taken away.
Bet dabar jisai gauna tikrą laimės pojūtį, dvasinį, kuris niekada negali būti prarastas.
So even if there's some a little sadness in the beginning, it's worth it.
Bet net jeigu ir pradžioje jums šiek tiek yra liūna, tai verta.
It's like he may have really, before he used to really enjoy McDonald's hamburgers, you see.
Pavyzdžiui, žmogus labai mėgavosi McDonald'o mėsainiais.
But then he heard that it was really bad karma eating McDonald's.
Bet jisai išgirdo, kad yra labai bloga karma.
So now every time he goes by McDonald's, he feels a little sad that, oh, I can't eat McDonald's anymore.
Ir dabar, kai jisai keliauja pro McDonald'o, jisai nuliūsta, oh, negaliu valgyti.
But he'll get over it.
Bet tai praeis.
And he'll get the greater happiness of eating Krishna prasad, food offered to Krishna. I think we should start a new chain, McKrishnas. I have McDonald's, we should have McKrishnas. So nobody will be sad about giving up McDonald's, you see. We can have the big McKrishna, the double cheeseburger, veggie burger. Actually, there's no reason to be sad. If you understand the process of Krishna consciousness properly, you'll never feel ever sad. You'll always feel very happy. But sometimes in the beginning, because one is not very well learned in Krishna consciousness, one may feel some sadness because they don't understand things fully yet. But if you carefully read these books, you understand them and apply them, you won't have any sadness. Question in the back then.
Aš norėjau paklausti, ką mokytojas patyrė gyvenimą, kas jam atsitiko, kad jis būtent pasuko šiuo keliu. Kaip pasitė įvyko?
Klausimas, kas nutiko mokytojo gyvenime, ką jis patyrė, kad pasuko būtent šiuo keliu.
Questions, what happens in your life that you choose this particular way, spiritual way?
Why did I choose this particular path? Well, actually, I'm writing a whole autobiography right now. I should tell the story in detail. But basically, in a nutshell, I realized that this material world was not very, this material society was not a very nice thing.
Aš supratau, kad materialių visuomenė nėra nieko gero.
So I decided to go to India and just become a sadhu in India.
Tad nusprendžiau keliauti į Indiją ir tapti sadhu.
I wanted to leave the material world behind, just go to India and become a sadhu.
Norėjau palikti visą materialų pasaulį ir iškeliauti į Indiją.
But then I realized, don't leave the world.
Bet tada supratau, kad nereikia palikti pasaulį.
Revolutionize the world.
O pakeisti pasaulį.
So that's why I'm here.
Todėl ir esu čia.
That's why I'm here, not in some monastery in India.
Štai kodėl aš nesu kažkokiam nors vienuolyne Indijoje.
Because I wanted to revolutionize this planet.
Nes noriu pakeisti šitą planetą.
I wanted to make the whole world happy.
Noriu padaryti visą pasaulį laimingu.
That's why I've taken to this pathway.
Todėl ir priėmiau šitą kelią.
Does that answer your question?
Okay, good. Yeah.
Ar noras turėti santykius su priešingos lyties žmogumi, suvokiant, jog tai kažkiek vis tiek eina iš egoizmo, yra egoizmo išaiška. Ir ar įmanoma turėti tokius santykius be egoizmo?
Noras turėti santykius su priešingos lyties atstovu, ar tai yra egoizmas, ar tai gali būti ne egoizmas? To have a relationship with
different sex.
Different to have a relationship with samatiji. It is selfish, or it can be not selfish.
No, if one has, there's a natural for men to be attracted to women, and vice versa.
Yra natūralu, kad egzistuoja trauka tarp priešingų lyčių.
So if one has that desire to have an intimate relationship with a woman and have a family, there's no harm.
Bet jeigu kažkas nori turėti šeimą, tai nieko blogo.
Get married in Krishna consciousness.
Galima turėti Krishna
and have Krishna conscious children.
Šeimą ir vaikus.
We want there should be many, many Krishna conscious householder couples making Krishna conscious children. That'd be very nice.
Daug Krishna sąmoningų šeimų.
But be responsible. Don't be get married today and get divorced next week. Be responsible.
Bet būkite atsakingas, nesituokite šiandien, nesiskirkite.
Married life is a lifetime commitment.
Vedybos tai yra viso gyvenimo
pasižadėjimas. In Vedic culture there is no such thing as divorce. It didn't even exist.
Vedinėje kultūroje skyrybos neegzistuoja.
So one has to be very sober and take it in a very dutiful way.
And then
married life is very nice if you do that. We reckon we like to see our devotees get married. It's very good. Yes.
O žmonės, kurie praktikuoja tradicinės religijos, dažnai mato, kad tie politikai ateistai, naudodamasi savo reiškias įtaką ir valdžią, tai reiškias galia, primeta savo reiškias ateistinę reiškias moralę ir etiką reiškias visiems per jėgą. Ir vat, mokytojas, kadangi turi ilgą dvasinį 40 metų reiškias praktiką, vat, kaip jis gali, nes iš vienos pusės kaip ir šventai, kad valdžiai turi paklausti, bet iš kitos pusės nu, kaip atelktis, kad tos prieštaravimus sumažinti, kad žmogui nebūtų, reiškias, kaip sakoma, tos prienties tokios.
Tikinti žmogus mato, kad valdžios atstovai yra ateistai, bet taip pat yra žinoma...
Daugelis, ne visi.
Daugelis mato. Taip pat yra žinoma, kad paklusti valdžiai, nepaklusti valdžiai, tai taip pat yra kaip ir nedarbinga, bet valdžia primeta savo ateistinę moralę.
Moralė, etika, kuris atitinka. Netitinka visiškai šventraščių reikės, jokių tradicinių religijų, ne vien praktikai.
Government leaders, usually they are atheists. They don't believe in God and they are making these laws against religion and all many things, but simple man has to follow this, so it is some contradiction between. So how to properly see that situation?
You have a democratic government? So it's your fault. You elected them. So it's your fault. Stop electing these atheists. You have to elect the Krishna conscious men to run the country from now on. And then all the problems will be solved.
Tai valdžia leidžia įstatymus, jis sako, sakykime, kad nu, Lietuva, kaip sakyt, didžioji dalis yra, kaip vadina, krikščionis, bet sako, kad netgi krikščionis, kunigai neturi teisę dalyvauti, reiškia, politikai, kad, reiškia, jie bando atsėti, reiškia, kad išėjo kunigai kaip ir užsiimat kažkur, bet, reiškia, politika rimčiau negu, sakysime, religija, bent taip galima suprasti. Jie sako, kad, religijos atstovai, kad negali politikoje dalyvauti.
Valdžia leidžia tokius įstatymus, kad
dvasininkai negali dalyvauti politinėje veikloje. O koks klausimas?
Ne, tai klausimas buvo toks, kad čia aš net kaip atmoktas per 40 metų praktiką, kaip jisai atrinti pats iš savo patirties, kaip jisai mažina. Nes žmogus, kuris gyvena dvasiškai, sakykime, šventykloje jam yra lengviau negu čia iš išoriškai žmogus. Žmogus su to susiduria kasdieną, kuris...
There is some law that priest cannot go to government and all many some different
priest cannot go to the government? Yeah. What do you mean go to the government? Run for office?
To become elected to government.
No, we agree. we don't also want our priests to run for office. They should continue to act as priests.
Aš sutinku, mes sutinkam, dvasininkai neturėtų eiti į politiką.
But we have many members of our movement who are not priests.
Dvasininkai turėtų atlikti savo kaip dvasininko veiklą, bet yra daug žmonių, kurie nėra dvasininkai.
And they can run for office.
Jie gali eiti
į... Just like a Catholic priest, he may not run for office.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, katalikų dvasininkas.
But a member of the Catholic Church, he can run for office, isn't it?
Gali nebalotiruotis į valdžią, bet bažnyčia...
Do you have to be an atheist to run for office?
Nereikia būti ateistu tam, kad galėtum į valdžią eiti.
Yes or no?
Ar reikia būti ateistu?
No. You don't have to be an atheist to run for office.
Ne, jeigu nori eiti į valdžią, tau nebūtinai būti
ateistu. You're saying they have a rule that priests cannot run.
Yra tokia taisyklė, kad dvasininkas negali.
We don't mind that rule.
Turėtis, tai nieko tokio.
Our priests don't run for office either.
Mūsų dvasininkai irgi neina į valdžią.
But some of our members who are not priests, they can run for office.
Tie žmonės, kurie nėra dvasininkai, tiesiog yra.
It's like you are a follower of our movement, aren't you?
Pavyzdžiui, jūs mūsų judėjimo pasiekėjas, ar ne?
I see you every time I come to Klaipėda. You are a follower of our process?
Aš kaip atvykstu į Klaipėdą, visą laiką jūs matau.
Are you? Huh? You don't know? Does anybody here a follower of Krishna consciousness who's not a priest? Here's one. All right. So this gentleman, he can run for office. He's not a priest. But he accepts our philosophy. So let him become the prime minister. In this way.
Question, what does it mean, atheism?
Atheism means to say there is no God. That is atheism. Atheist means rascal. Next question.
Are Buddhists atheists?
Buddhists, they are also atheists?
Buddhists? Actually, they are tricked by Lord Buddha.
Buddha is apgavo.
Lord Buddha is God himself.
Nes Buddha yra pats Dievas.
And they are followers of Buddha.
O jie Buddhas pasiekėjai.
Even though their philosophy is atheistic, still they are following God by trickery.
Filosofija yra ateistiška, bet apgaulės dėka jie seka Dievą.
God has tricked them.
Dievas jas apgavo.
By becoming Lord Buddha.
Tapdamas Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah. Question.
Iš kur mes turim
ateistų? Iš kur ateina ateistai?
Where does they come from, these atheists?
Well, according to Charles Darwin, they come from the apes. We don't come from the apes. We come from great acharyas like Srila Vyasadeva.
Pakartokit.
Kaip einant dvasiniu keliu išlaikyti stiprią valią?
Na, kaip einant dvasiniu keliu išlaikyti stiprią valią?
How to be determined while going in spiritual path? Determination. How to have determination?
How does one get the determination to take up the spiritual path? If you associate with people who have determination,
jeigu bendrausi su žmonėm, kurie turi šitą pasiryžimą,
you will get determination. Determination is contagious.
Nes tai yra užkrečiama.
If you associate with determined people, you will become determined.
Jeigu bendraujate su pasiryžusiais žmonėm, taip pat pasiryšite.
Choose your company wisely.
Tad pasirinkite savo kompaniją labai išmintingai.
Pick your friends very intelligently.
Išsirinkite draugus labai intelektualiai.
Make friends with those who are determined to become spiritually enlightened.
Draugaukite su tais, kurie pasiryžę dvasiškai šviesėti.
And just by that friendship, you will develop the power of determination.
Ir tiesiog bendraudamas su jais, jūs išsiugdysite valią praktikuoti dvasinį gyvenimą.
Ką daryti, jeigu daug laiko praleidžiame darbe, kur yra žmonės dažniausiai kalba apie materialistinius dalykus ir nuolat tenka su to klausyti?
Ką daryti, jeigu į didžią laiko dalį tenka praleisti darbe ir bendrauti su žmonėm, kurie toškai niekos?
What do you do if a lot of time I have to spend in the work, there people speak nonsense?
What is it?
I have to spend a lot of time in the work.
Yeah.
And people speak nonsense things.
Yes. Mm. What to do? Yes, it's like in the morning, devotee gets up, he chants Hare Krishna. It's a very wonderful, enlivening experience. Then he goes to the office and it's just all day, all this mundane garbage going on the whole day. Therefore, you need to have a very good morning and evening program. So you can just kind of tune out all the garbage. If you will tune into
Krishna,
you can very intensely in the morning.
Labai intensyviai ryte.
You can stay tuned in the whole day.
Visą dieną ryšio neprarasite.
Even in the midst of all the garbage going on.
Netgi su kūryje, bet tokios.
That's why we advise our students to get up early and chant 16 rounds of japa before they go for the office.
Todėl su mokiniams mes patariam anksti atsikelti ir sukartoti 16 ratų japos.
If you'll chant 16 really good rounds, you'll be high flying the whole day.
Jeigu labai gerų 16 ratų sukartosite visą dieną.
All that garbage just bounce off of you. It won't even penetrate your psyche.
Visas purvas tiesiog atšoks prie jūsų neprilips.
O jeigu tie žmonės nori su manim bendrauti, bet aš nenoriu su jais bendrauti tom temom.
Jeigu žmonės nori su manim bendrauti įvairiom temom, kuriom aš nenoriu bendrauti.
What to do if people want to speak with me in these topics I don't like?
You have to learn the art of how to transcendentalize their topics. A devotee can take anything that somebody speaks to him and turn it into Krishna consciousness. Doesn't matter what it is. You can tell him anything and he'll turn it into Krishna consciousness. Do you know that art?
Just to talk about Krishna, or because they can be afraid of me.
If I start to speak about Krishna, they will be afraid of me.
Well, it depends on how you talk about Krishna. Give me an example of what somebody would tell you, and I can tell you how to respond to them.
Let's go eat meat.
Let's go to eat meat.
Ah. Yes, let's go have some, let's go out to McDonald's and have a hamburger, you see.
So, you could, if somebody invites you to McDonald's, you could say, do you know what they're eating over there? Do you realize what you're eating when you go to McDonald's? You're eating murder. Those cows were murdered. And you're an accomplice to the murder. You're sure you want to go out and eat that meat?
But they just joke with me. You don't eat meat, so let's go eat meat.
People make jokes. They know that I'm not eating meat, so they tell me, oh, let's go to take some.
They make jokes. You have to make even better jokes than they do. You have to become more expert than they are in making jokes. You can make jokes against them. You see. Krishna will help you. Krishna is the supreme jokester. And he's sitting in your heart. When they try to put you down for eating, being a vegetarian, you can even put them. You can be put them down even more strongly for eating meat. Not in an angry way, but in a smiling way to make them laugh. I'll give you an example. I one time gave a lecture at a Christian church. And in the evening to the adult Sundays, the adult class. So I told them I was glorifying Jesus. I said, yes, Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our spiritual master. Jesus is the Son of God. In this way I was glorifying Jesus, and they loved it. Now, and then I made one point. Now, let me explain, since it may be different in your language, but in English language, the word beef has a twofold meaning. It means eating, you know, cow flesh, beef. But also beef means an argument. That I'm having a beef with you, an argument. So, what I told these people was this. I said, Jesus is so wonderful, he's our guru, and they were all smiling and happy. But I said, but my dear ladies and gentlemen, with you all, I have one beef. And that is the beef. You're eating meat. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And they were so impressed how I had used the word beef in a very poetic way that they were all smiling and happy. Even though I told them all they were wrong, they were violating the teachings of Jesus. I did it in such a way, in a poetic way, that they were all smiling and happy. So it takes some practice, but if you really endeavor to present Krishna consciousness in the most intelligent and attractive way, Krishna will help you. And even if they don't accept it, that's all right. It'll protect you from their bad influence. So I would try to defeat them. Not in an antagonistic way, but in a, you know, very mellow, smiling, friendly way. It's like I did at that Christian church that night. So they enjoy talking with you.
tokiu būdu, kad žmonės džiaugtų.
Even though you defeat them again and again.
Net jeigu tu jas vėl ir vėl nugali argumentus.
That's what I recommend. Yeah.
Can we also say that in this city I don't have a place for crematorium?
Where? Are you pointing in your here? Yeah. Tell him I don't have a. You may have a crematorium. In, you may have a crematorium in your stomach, but I don't have one in mine.
Ah, gali sakyti, kad štai krematoriumo gal tu turi savo skrandyje, bet savo skrandyje aš jo neturiu.
You're telling me, my dear friends, you are walking crematoriums. But I prefer not to be a walking crematorium.
What does is writing about aborts?
Hmm? Abortion?
Yes.
What about it?
What Veda's opinion about that? People saying that it is not killing.
Shows you how rascal they are. The living entity is present in the semina of the male.
Gyva būtybė yra vyro sėkloje.
And when he injects the semina into the womb of the mother, a body develops.
Ir kada per sėklą ta gyva būtybė patenka į motinos įšės.
So the living entity is there from the very moment of conception.
Taigi gyva būtybė yra nuo pat pirmo pradėjimo momento.
Consider how ridiculous their laws are.
Pagalvokite, kokie kvaili yra jų įstatymai.
If a woman kills her baby after she gives birth,
jeigu mama nužudo savo kūdikį po to, kai jis gimė,
she's a murderer.
Jinai yra žudikė.
She killed the same baby 24 hours earlier when it was in her womb. It's okay.
Bet jeigu vos keliom valandom atgal nužudo tą patį kūdikį tol, kol dar jis yra jos.
The same baby.
Tai skaitoma, kad viskas gerai, nors vaikas ir tas pats.
You kill it after it comes out of the womb, you're guilty of murder, and you can be put in the prison, your life in prison, or put in the electric chair and executed. But that same baby, 24 hours a day when it's in the womb, you can kill it. What sort of nonsense laws are these? These are the laws of demons. Any other questions? Okay, I guess we can stop here then. Yes?
If it's not killing, then why do they have to abort even? If it's not killing.
I heard what you said, but what does that mean?
Why does it mean? Because if it doesn't make any sense, then there is no reason to abort the baby, just keep it.
Their philosophy is once it comes out, then you have to raise it.
So that means it's.
So they want to stop it from coming out. That's. They don't want to have to take the responsibility for raising it. You understand?
So yeah. That means it's killing.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a nice book table. Okay, now we have a very nice book table here.